This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Taliban fighters in the southern stronghold of Kandahar today are surrendering their weapons. It appears to be the end of the regime that imposed strict Islamic rule on Afghanistan for 5 years. According to reports from the scene, the weapons are being given to a commission of tribal elders and Muslim clerics and former Mujahideen commanders. The fate of the Taliban's supreme leader, Mullah Mohammad Omar, is still not known. NPR's Sarah Chase has been monitoring developments from the Pakistani border town of Quetta, not far from Kandahar. She joins me now. Good morning, Sarah. Mullah Omar had vowed to fight to the finish. How did this peaceful surrender of Kandahar come about?
Well, brave words are often no more than that. There had been negotiations ongoing actually for weeks, really spearheaded by the gentleman who's been named interim prime minister of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai. And, you know, as much as there's a tradition of fighting in southern Afghanistan, there also really is a tradition of negotiation to settle quarrels, to avoid fighting, and even to settle criminal disputes. So it very much is in the tradition of the Pashtun tribesmen down here that this should have finished this way. There's another point, which is that as the Taliban started sort of dividing up into a hardline faction and a faction that for days now has been willing to surrender, it's been clear that the foreign fighters, the Al-Qaeda members, have been pushing very hard on the Taliban to continue to fight, not to turn over the city. And it seems as though the supreme commander of the Taliban, Mullah Mohammad Omar, finally in the end split away from that group of foreign fighters that he's been protecting for so long. It is possible that there was a deal struck to the effect that he might be useful in leading forces to Osama bin Laden, and in return he would get safe conduct at least for a period.
What more can you tell us about the events in Kandahar today?
An aid worker who's there called in this morning and said that already by 6 a.m. the checkpoints that Taliban fighters had set up through the city are now manned by people loyal to Mullah Naqibullah, who's the person that the Taliban are supposed to hand the city over to. Some buildings have also been taken over from the Taliban by followers of Naqibullah. The aid worker said he did see guns being turned in, but that the atmosphere in the city, even by midday, was very tense. All the shops are closed. Nobody's out of their houses. So people are definitely waiting to see how it's going to turn out.
And what are people there saying about the fate of the senior Taliban commanders, and especially the foreign fighters allied with the Taliban?
Frankly, the details aren't entirely clear. Hamid Karzai has said that Mullah Mohammad Omar would be tried, the Taliban leader would be tried if he were found to be linked to terrorism. He's expressed the desire that the foreign fighters simply leave Afghanistan. Where they would go is another question. It's likely that the foreigners will fare worse because they're not very well liked, even by Taliban supporters, and they're not covered by this kind of tribal code. But it's certainly possible that a number of Taliban, not just the foot soldiers, would be left alone, at least for a time.
Thanks, Sarah. NPR's Sarah Chase reporting from Quetta.